You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Nuggets tonight. T-Wolves, Ball Arena, 8 o'clock tip-off. And we've got six wonderful people who have decided they want to give it a shot to win tickets tonight. Their assignment. Use the phrase double dribble in a sentence without it being sexual. And it cannot involve basketball in any way.
I am curious to see how this goes.
I can't wait. And that's, and I guarantee you nobody tuned out because people are like, what are they going to say?
How are they going to do this?
And we should just point out the, you know, ruling of the judges is final.
Yeah, and it's up to us.
Judges include Dom, Jeremy. Is Josh going to be in on judging this?
I don't think so.
No?
Okay.
Sorry, Josh. I tried to get you in. Jeremy wouldn't let me. Who's up first? Julia. Hi, Julia. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Hey.
So, how long did it take you to think of this?
I would say like 3 or 4 minutes. So.
Oh, you're quick then. You're quick.
All right. My pen is poised. I got to take notes so I remember who says what. Julia, what is your sentence?
Oh, yeah. Your mom double dribbles.
Your mom double dribbles? All right, that's a pretty solid line. You're coming in hot. I'm already happy about this.
Hold on, don't go away.
All right, I'm going to just write your mom next
that's
to
her. That's all I did. I just your wrote mom. Your mom.
Yeah, your mom double dribbles.
Julie, good morning.
Hi.
Hey.
So we're off and running with a your mom. So,
are you a Nuggets fan, Julie?
Oh, yes.
Are you? So yeah. You would really want these tickets.
And they got to win tonight.
I really do.
I think they're going to win tonight, too. They're going to come out hot.
They're going to bounce back
because
it's basketball.
Yes.
Julie, okay, your sentence using double dribble. Let's hear it.
Ever since I had kids, when I laugh and sneeze at the same time, I call that a double dribble.
Okay, you know what? That's pretty good. Very relatable.
Kids, laugh, sneeze.
Okay, that's good.
Double dribble. Julie, hold on. Don't go away.
Yeah. Sure, thanks.
Hold on.
Don't want to do her laundry.
Hey, Terry, good morning. Hi, Terry.
Hey, good morning.
How long did you give this some thought, or did it just spring from your mind quickly, or what?
No, it did. It came to my mind quickly.
You know it. All right.
So I'm going to say the first two have already been really good. So, Terry, what do you got?
I liked the first one. I really did like your mom.
It was so surprising. I mean, it was so good. It was so good.
So, Terry, what do you got? You can beat it, maybe. What do you got?
Well, you know, as a mom with a husband and three sons and washing their underwear, I would much rather take their double dribble than their skid marks.
Not the visual that I wanted this time around.
Good morning, everybody.
All right, hold on, skid mark.
Don't go away. All right. Hold on.
No. No.
I don't know. It could be a sleeper.
No.
You don't think so?
No.
Here's Matthew. Matthew, good morning.
Morning, guys.
Hey, buddy.
So, Matthew, what do you think? You going to keep it clean or what?
Well, clean, but maybe along the lines of the last one.
Uh-oh.
All right.
Okay. Well, let's see. Hopefully there's no minus points here. But when your kid has a blowout and it's running down their legs, double dribble. Double dribble.
That's the song.
And you're trying to, the old, and you're sliding into first. Okay.
But it's a variation.
It really is. It was a nice little Andrew twist, wasn't it?
Hold on. Don't go away, all right?
Or Matthew twist. All right, hold on.
Where
the hell did I get Andrew from?
Blowout.
Matthew, the blowout.
It's doing the diarrhea song.
Double dribble.
Double dribble.
All right.
That's actually pretty clever. Here's Jennifer. Jennifer, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Hi, you.
So, you've had time to even think about it while you're on hold. You could put some more thought into it. Are you staying with your original, or did you switch?
I added a couple words to the sentence I already had.
Just to kind of jazz it up a little bit?
She embellished it a little bit.
Do you really want to go to this Nuggets game tonight?
I do, and my husband and I have the night off, so it would be perfect.
Oh, it would be perfect.
Dang.
And these games are so much fun.
Oh, it's electric.
Ah,
it's going to be sad if you don't win them, Jennifer, but maybe you will. What do you got? What's your sentence?
So my sentence is, all dad had was a sock to double wipe the dribble of milk from the baby's mouth.
I don't think you can break up double and dribble.
Dribble. Well, you guys better just go to Olive Garden or something tonight instead.
Oh, no!
Think of a different date night idea.
Jennifer, hold on. Don't go.
Hold on, Jennifer. Hold on. Jennifer could probably just hang up.
What? But it's double dribble. You can't double this and then dribble.
Yeah, Jennifer, you could hang up. You don't need to hold on. I'm just going to write nope next to her name.
She split
Sorry,
the
Jennifer.
DD.
It's not happening.
Here's Aaron. Hey, Aaron. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, boys.
Good morning.
All right, so here's where we are. We've got your mom. We've got the kids laugh and sneeze. We've got the skid marks. We've got the diarrhea. And then we've got the split the DD. It's coming down to you, Aaron. What do you think?
Man, I went a whole other route. I got a Star Trek reference. Let's see. The trouble with tribbles is when they nibble on their kibble, they always double dribble.
Look at you. You're like a regular Dr. Seuss.
Hold on. Don't go away. I got to give you the music. Okay. Hold on. Don't go away.
Hold on.
So now I guess we need to make a decision.
Well, I know who I want.
Well, here, let's do process of elimination. If you're on hold and we eliminate you, you can hang up. I think splitting the double dribble has to go.
Jennifer, I'm sorry. I love you to pieces, but you got to go.
Jeremy was really grossed out. Hit a little too close to home for him. The whole thing about the skid marks.
Oh, yeah. So I have to burn my underwear. So Matthew's gone.
No, that was Terry who did the skid marks.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, it was.
Matthew gone. Was the
different
double
diarrhea
dribble.
Jokes.
Double dribble.
Gone.
Taking that out, too.
Gone.
Wow. So now we're down to your mom, we're down to kids laugh and sneeze, and we're down to the poem with the trouble with tribbles, and they have their kibble, and they double dribble.
I like the first two, Julia and Julie.
You're going to get rid of the Star Trek?
I think so.
It was really good, though.
It was good. It was good.
Okay, so.
It was fine.
So. Aaron, you're dismissed, but it was
Thank
really...
Thank you, Aaron.
Let's put it this way.
It's
Aaron,
cute.
Aaron, you got the bronze medal.
It's cute.
You took bronze. Now it comes
What's
down
the tiebreaker here?
Your mom. Josh, come in here and you got to vote. You got your mom.
I mean, that was just like boom, right off the bat.
In our face.
Your mom double dribbles.
Coming in.
I think I know who I want.
And then ever since I had kids, every time I laugh and sneeze, I double dribble.
But that's so relatable, too, to a lot of
It's
ladies.
So relatable.
So many ladies.
What do you think go with, Josh?
I don't know. They're both really good. I probably just because it came in so hot, Julie.
So
Julia.
Unexpected.
Is that Julie? Julia was line one.
Your mom.
Probably the your mom.
Your mom.
For me.
Julia, you are the champion.
Yeah!
Now I'm at work, so I have to be quiet. But yeah.
You know what? You got me. I love a good your mom line.
I wasn't even expecting it.
Not in 100 years.
And boom. And Jeremy and I don't know what anyone was going to say. So the fact that you went first right out of the chute with a
your mom double dribbles.
That's like solid. Where are you working?
I'm at a hospital.
Oh, there's probably a lot of double dribbling going on there.
Patients are waking up like, what the heck is going on?
You are charming and delightful. You are going to see the Nuggets tonight.
Yeah. Thank you guys so much.
Yeah,
I'm so excited.
Well, why don't you do us a big favor? Take a photo of you at the game, and then tomorrow morning, don't send it tonight, but tomorrow morning, text this same number and send us a photo of you having a good time, okay?
Done. Thank you so much. I'm so excited.
Congrats.
You're a rock star. Now listen, hold on. Josh is going to have a few words with you, and he's going to tell you how you get those tickets, okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome. There you go. And Julie took the silver medal today.
Put her on real quick and thank her again.
Well,
is she
you know,
still there? Julie, you still there?
I am. I'm hoping for like a revote.
No, there is no revote.
But you took silver.
Hers sounded like it could have included basketball. Mine did not.
Your mom double dribbles? That could really be anything.
Come on.
Julie.
I know.
Are you not being are you not being gracious?
I'm not, because I really want to go to this game.
Well,
I was I I was 18th caller last week for the.
Oh.
And it's like coming in second.
So you're sad and your underpants are all wet. So we're going to send you some poise pads as a consolation prize. All right.
No, I don't actually do that. It was the first thing
sure.
I thought of. I work in a pharmacy.
Of mine does.
So.
Sure. A friend of mine does that, not me.
She's going to act like she doesn't need astronaut diapers. But come on.
We'll send you some Depends as a consolation present.
You know what I like also is that you admitted it. You said, I am not gracious.
I'm not.
I don't want Julia to win.
Screw you guys. Are you going to go on Facebook today and blast us?
No, I love you guys.
All right, thank you.
Well, we love you back. Let me tell you this, Miss Laugh and Sneeze. There are 4 more pairs of tickets that we're giving away today throughout the day. So you still got a shot, okay?
I'll probably be caller 19 this time.
Oh. Julie just can't win.
Boy, you are.
I really can't.
You are an Eeyore if I've ever heard one.
Go pop some Vicodin, you'll be fine.
All right.